சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் யா தேவீ ஸ்தூயதே நித்யம் விபுதைர்வேத பாரகைஹ சாமே வசது ஜிம்ஹாக்ரே ப்ரஹ்மரூபா சரஸ்வதி. In our Bharatiya culture, there is a samskara called Namakarana Samskara or naming ceremony for a newborn child. While giving the name to that child, parents or elders in the family look at that name connected to God or Goddess. The name of the God or Goddess are connected to the glory of that Ishvara. Just as Krishna name is having its root, moolam, base from Sanskrit language. Karshati, akarshati iti Krishnaha. The one who attracts everyone is known as Krishna. Harihi, harati papani iti harihi. Hari name is that by uttering one's own sins will go away. That is the meaning of that Hari. Like that, many names, almost all names, are meaningful, and we give the meaningful names to the children when they are newly born. This is our culture. Because the name has got its own significance. The name has got its own significance. It helps the person throughout one's own life and the surroundings also. By calling that name, the vibration, the name of the God pervades in the minds of the people who are the listeners, and particularly to that person also. This is our culture. There was no habit of looking into Google and searching name which is not our any Indian language. Nowadays, the names they are selecting from Japan, German languages, as though we are not having names. Nowhere in the world having so many languages, multi languages, 14 languages are there with script. Without script, there are many other languages. So, our culture having base in Sanskrit, that word has got some meaning in that. Every word has got a meaning, that is a different thing. But a word which is connected to God, which is connected to holy rivers, which is connected to holy flowers, which is connected to holy places. That is significant when you give the name to the child. Like that, for our whole Bharatiya Samskrita, we call it as Sanatana Dharma. This name also is highly significant, which is otherwise known as Sanatana Vaidika Dharma. Or we can call it as Hindu Dharma. Either you call it as Sanatana Dharma or Sanatana Vaidika Dharma or Hindu Dharma. All the three names are synonyms. There is no difference. This Sanatana word meaning, only one meaning many people know, that is eternal. Sanatana means eternal. Very good. But how this word has come, what its the base or root in the language of Sanskrit, how it has come? We have to know the meaning of that word Sanatana and Dharma, then it is very clear for us what is Sanatana Dharma. We have to look into those words and learn the meaning. As we are born in this culture, in this Sanatana Dharma, is it not our prime responsibility to know the meaning of Sanatana Dharma? Yes, it is our prime responsibility to know how these words have come, Sanatana Dharma. Let us see the first word Sanatana, that which has got four letters. Sanatana means eternal. Eternal means that which exists all the three periods of time, in the past, present and future. That is called Sanatana. Later we will see what is Dharma. First we will look into this word Sanatana. In these four letters also, first we have to see Sana, then Tana. That Sana in Amarakosha, Sanskrit work, dictionary like Nighantu, Amarakosha, the meaning is given. Sana means Nitya. Nitya means eternal, Shashvatam, permanent. That which exists all the time. In Sana, the time is not given. Once Tana comes only, the time, Kalavachi Shabda, Tana comes only, all the time will come. If you look into the only Sana, it is eternal, Nityam. And Vachaspatyam, there is a big Sanskrita, Brihat Sanskrita Abhidhanam, all the names of Sanskrit given in six volumes by Vachaspati Bhattacharya, a great scholar. In his Vachaspatyam, he says, this Sana is an indeclinable word, Avyayam. Actually, this Sana has come from Sada. Vachaspatyam, he says, Sada means always. In that Sada, the Dakara, the letter, becomes Nakara. Na, Dasya, Naha, iti, he says. Means Dakara, letter, replaced by Nakara. Then Sada becomes Sana. Sana has come now, which is eternal, Nityam. Then how this Tana has come? Tana word. Sana is an indeclinable word. Tana is a pratyayam, a suffix added to Sana. That which is eternal, for that Sana, the Tana is added. Tana is a suffix, pratyaya. how it is added, what is the pramanam for this? What is the source to add this tana? Where from it has come? Panini Sutra, 4th chapter, 3rd Pada, 23rd Sutra. It says, this tana has come from the Sutra, Sayam Chiram Prahne Prage Avyayebhyaha Lut Lutau Tutche. Anedi Sutram. This is the Sutra, according to Paninian Sutra. That Tana we are getting from here. Like some words, Hyastana, yesterday's, Swastana, tomorrow's, that which belongs to tomorrow. Adhyatana, that which is today. Puratana, that which is ancient. Chirantana, that which is there long, for a long time. Then Sanatana, that which is always there eternally. Sanatana. In this sutra, Sayam is given. Sayam is evening. There is a lot of sutras are there. Sayantram, it comes. That Sayam, Chiram, Chirantana in this sutra, these are all avyayas, indeclinable words. Avyayebhyaha. For these indeclinable words, Tutchulau, Tutche. That is very important for us here, relevant in this portion. Chutchulau means in this two you take takara and yukara. Chutchulau one. In two, that takara is itsanya, it is dropped, lopaha. Itsanya is a Sanskrit term, grammatical term, itsanya, that which can be dropped. So takara is dropped. Yukara is there, U is there, and that tula. For that U, there is another sutra comes and replace this U, that comes, Ana will come. What is that sutra? Yuvo ranakau. In the place of U, Ana adeshaha. Adeshaha means a word which replace the previous word, letter, previous letter, and comes and